May the peace of the Lord be with you all.
愿神的平安与大家同在。
Next week is our spiritual convocation.
下礼
evangelical service.
下礼拜是我们的灵恩布道会。
We hope that our brothers and sisters can be mobilized to prepare ourselves for this important holy work.
我希望弟兄姐妹们都能行动起来，来为这个很重要的事情准备。
It's a time for God to bless us.
这是神要给我们祝福的日子。
It's a time for us to preach the gospel.
也是我们要把福音传扬开来的日子。
So let us try our best to help this holy work.
那让我们一起来尽力为这个圣工来做准备。
Let's turn to Second King chapter 7.
请大家看列王记下第七章。
Second King chapter 7.
列王记下第七章。
We can put a bookmark in Second King chapter 7.
我们可以把书签放在列王记下第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 9.
第九节，第九节，那时他们彼此说：“我们所做的不好，今日有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声了。若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。”
The Bible here says, "The day is a day of good news."
这里讲今日是有好信息的日子。
Now let's go and tell the king.To the king's household.
来吧，我们与王家报信去。
Our spiritual convocation and evangelical service is also a day of good news, or days of good news.
灵恩布道会也是一个好信息的日子。
We shall try to declare this message to people.
我们要把这样的好的信息报给别人。
We shall talk about this message. We shall share three points concerning this message.
对于这个道理，我想来分享三点。
Number one, we should talk about therefore leprosy. Leprosy man received the grace of God.
第一点是犯大麻风的人，得到神的恩典。
And later on, they forget about the grace of God.
但是他们接着就忘了这个恩典。
And they later on return, repay.The grace of God.
最后，他们回来来报答神的恩典。
Please read chapter 7.
请大家看第七章。
Second King chapter 7, verse 3-4.
列王记下第七章第三到第四节。
Second King chapter 7, 3-4.
列王记下第七章第三到第四节。
Please read.
第三节，在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人，他们彼此说。我们为何坐在这里等死呢？第四，我们必说进城去吧，城里有饥荒，必死在那里。若我们在这里坐着不动，也必是死。来吧，我们去投靠亚兰人的军队，他们若留我们的性命，就活着；若杀我们，就死了吧。
Well, here we can see, they are very pitiful for leprosy men.
这里我们看到，这里是非常可怜的四个长大麻风的人。
Leprosy person, they cannot be together with normal person.
在当时，长大麻风的人不能和正常人在一起。
Because leprosy is a kind of disease that will influence other people.
因为麻风病是有传染性的。
So they got to stay outside of the city at that time.
所以他们必须在城外生活。
They got to rely on the people, to support them. Those people who go in and out of the city gate.
所以他们要依靠那些进出城门的人给他们食物吃。
Now the problem is the city gate is, the gate is closed.
但是这里有问题，就是城门关了。
The enemy was surrounding the city.
因为敌人已经包围了城市。
Inside, because the surrounding, inside the city, there was no more food.
实际上在城里也没有食物。
So people started to eat the head of the donkey.
所以他们就要吃驴的头。
Or the dumping of the pigeon.
或者是 鸽子粪。
To a certain point, they even kill baby, kill other people's baby for food.
有时候他们甚至吃婴孩。
So there is no one who is able to take care of those for leprosy, those leprosy anymore.
所以没有人可以来照顾这些长大麻风的人。
So they talk to themselves, if they go to the city, they will die anyway.
所以他们说，我们进了城里也会死在那里。
If they go to the enemy, the Syrian, they may also die.
但是如果到了叙利亚人的军队，他们也会死。
But there might be a slight chance that those enemy might give them food to eat.
但是有一点点的可能性，就是他们的敌人会给他们吃的。
So later on, they find.The only way out, they go to the enemy's camp.
所以唯一的出路就是到敌人的营地里去找吃的。
Please read chapter 7, verse 5 to 8.
我们来读第七章的第五到第八节。第五节，黄昏的时候，他们起来往亚南人的营盘去，到了营边不见一人在那里。第六，因为主使亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音是大军的声音，他们就彼此说，这必是以色列王设买赫人的诸王和埃及人的诸王来攻击我们。七，所以在黄昏的时候，他们起来逃跑，撇下棚帐马驴营盘造就，只顾逃命。第八，那些长大麻风的到了营边，进了棚帐，吃了喝了，且从其中拿出金银和衣服。
That's good enough. So you can see, when they come to the enemy's camp, they find out, wow, how come there's no sound at all, so quiet.
他们到了敌人的营地，发现居然没有声音，非常安静。
There's no people in the camp anymore.
这里敌人的营地里居然没有敌人。
Why?
为什么
？The Bible says that for some reason God allowed the Syrian to hear noises of chariots and armies, and those Assyrians thought that Israel has already paid money to the Egyptian or Hittites to attack them.
因为神使亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音，以为以色列王买了别人的军队来攻击他们。
So everybody running so fast for their life, they did not even carry their own silver and gold or anything with them, just try to run away for their life.
所以他们只顾逃命，就撇下了所有的吃的。
And these four people was able to get food to eat.
所以这些长大麻风的人就能够吃喝。
Now if we look at this story carefully, actually we are just like these four leprosy men.
当我们仔细听这个故事的时候，我们了解，我们就像这些长大麻风的人。
Leprosy refers to sin.
大麻风指的就是罪。
Sin came to this world through one man.
罪来到这世上，通过一个人。
So we are born in sin.
所以我们生来就有罪。
Now Jesus gave us victory.
现在耶稣给我们这些胜利。
Through the death of Jesus Christ.Jesus was able to overcome Satan, who are in control of death.
通过主耶稣的舍命，我们能够从撒旦手里头被赎买出来。
So we are able to live a good life under the grace of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在主耶稣的手中，我们就能够。享受美好的生活。
Just like these four persons, they are able to receive the grace of God. It is because God's plan.
就像这四个长大麻风的人，他们能够接受神的恩典，是因为神的计划。
See from chapter 7 verse 1, Elisha have already declared, tomorrow at this time, the food is going to be very, very cheap.
根据列王记上第七章第一节，以利沙说，明天这个时候，食物会非常非常便宜。
Now God already had a plan for people to receive His salvation.
现在神已经有了计划，能让人来接受福音。
Now these four persons happened to get the opportunity to receive the grace of God first.
所以神给人们机会来得到救恩，现在神已经安排好这个计划。
Today, we really thank God we are able to enjoy much grace of God.
今天非常感谢神，我们能得到神的很多恩典。
Jesus said he is the bread of life.
神说他是生命的粮。
When we come to Jesus, we shall never be hungry or never be thirsty anymore.
我们来到神那里就不再饥渴。
You know, to live in this world, see, we have Bible to read, we have sermon to hear, we have mana to mana magazine, those kind of magazine to feed us.
我们在这个世上，我们有圣经可以读，我们有吃的，我们有圣灵月刊这样的精神粮食可以吃。
Really, this can really feed us so that our inner man can be stronger.
所以有了这些，我们的自我就能够。得到满足。
The word of God indeed can fulfill us, can satisfy us.
的确，神的话可以让我们满足。
Recently, I ran into a truth seeker from Cerrito Church.
最近我碰到一个喜律都教会的一个慕道友。
She told me that why she like to come to Christianity.
她告诉我她为什么要来信神。
She used to be a daughter of a Buddha.
她以前是一个佛的女儿。
But the longer she stayed there, the more painful she had.
但是她在那个在信佛的日子越久，她就越痛苦。
She said that because you know, according to Buddhism theory, right? Today you have problem. It is because your previous life, you do some mistakes in your previous life. Therefore, in current life, you got to suffer for your previous life.
佛教的观点是，如果你今生受苦，是因为前生作孽。
So she cannot feel peace when she read those kind of books over there.
所以她在读这样的经文的时候，她没有得到平安。
She came to Christianity.
所以她来信耶稣。
When she read the Bible,
她读圣经。
She found out the Bible, inside the Bible is full of a lot of messages concerning love.And concerning peace,
圣经里充满了爱和平安。
Concerning that, you know, Jesus died for sin.
讲到耶稣为我们的罪而死。
So indeed, Jesus Christ, you know, really bring us the truth and the grace to us.
的确，这样的经文带给我们真理。
Not only Jesus give us this kind of truth and grace, also give us the living water.
不止他带给我们这样的真理 和恩典，他也给我们永远不停歇的水。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22, verse 17.
我们来看启示录二十二章。
Revelation 22, verse 17.
启示录二十二章第十七节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 17.
启示录二十二章十七节。
Please read.
十七节，圣灵和心腹都说来。听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都白白取生命的水喝。
See, if God open your eyes, you shall see that there's a river of life flowing out in the church.
当神打开我们的眼睛，我们可以看到，这里有生命的河。
Really, everybody who are thirsty can come and drink from this living water.
真的是每个人口渴的人都可以来这里喝
活水。Anyone who feel lonely, feel desperate, feel unsatisfied, when they receive this Holy Spirit, the water of life, indeed God can satisfy them.
如果你觉得沮丧，如果觉得孤独，真的你喝了这样的圣灵的水之后，你就会觉得满意。
Recently, I also heard a tape from.A testimony from a sister.
我最近也听到一个姐妹的见证。
She testified how come she became a TJC member later on.
她来见证她怎么成为真耶稣教会的信徒。
She said that she was married pretty in her early 20s, pretty young.
她在她二十出头的时候就结婚。
Now after she got married, she said that she had difficulty to.Get used to the husband's big family life, the in-law, many other relationships.
她的丈夫家有非常大的家庭，她这位姐妹很不习惯。
Now after she delivered a she gave a birth to a baby, she suffered from depression. They call it 产后的忧郁症哈。
Baby blue. Baby blue.
Baby blue. Baby blue.
所以当她生了第一个孩子之后，她就得了产后忧郁症。
She start to she started to have insomnia problem.
所以她也失眠。
She felt very very painful.
她非常的痛苦。
She also doubted her husband. A lot of times she tried to control her husband in his work.
所以她甚至怀疑她的丈夫也想在她丈夫上班的时候要和她丈夫要控制她。
She even bothered some coworker of her husband.
所以她也去骚扰她丈夫的同事。
Now, later on, doctor diagnosed that she was depressed.
后来医生就了解她是忧郁症。
But she did not want to take the medicine.
但她不想要用药。
So the situation was getting worse and worse.
所以他的情况就越来越的糟糕。
She said one day, for some reason, there's a voice told him, you gotta kill your husband.
有一天，他听到一个声音说要杀了你的丈夫。
So really, that urge is so strong, So she went to the kitchen and pick up the knife.
他有非常强烈的这个欲望，就到厨房拿了刀。
She want to stab her husband.
所以她就想杀了她的丈夫。
But for some reason, no, some thought just come to her mind. So instead of stabbing her husband, she just cut herself.
所以突然她又改变主意，并没有杀她丈夫，而是割腕。
And then the husband got to send her to hospital immediately.
所以她丈夫要马上把她送到医院去急救。
Take care of her whole night, no.
花了一个晚上。
Now the husband also mentioned that actually not only that action that night, when the wife get up from the bed, she would pick up anything and throw at the kids and him.
在那个晚上，他的太太就是这个姐妹，醒过来的时候，总是扔所有身边的东西扔到她孩子和丈夫身上。
Now at that time he thought that you know I will.When he noticed that the wife was with knife, right? She said that I am ready for that cut for that because I don't want she to hurt their children.
当丈夫说他看到太太拿起刀的时候，他说我已经准备好要受这一刀，因为他不想让太太伤害他的孩子。
It's a really, really very beautiful family.
所以非常非常悲惨的一个家庭。
But later on, some people introduced them concerning the truth.TJC member, there are some relatives there. They are relatives. Some of the relatives are TJC member.
他们的有一些亲戚是正耶稣教会的信徒。
So she introduced her to come to the church.
所以他就介绍这个姐妹来到教会。
But when she come to our church, she find out everything is very boring.
当她来到教会，刚来到教会的时候，她觉得非常的无聊。
And when he come the third time, he talked to herself, "This should be my last time to come to TJC."
他第三次到教会的时候，他就对传道说：“这大概是我来。”
Talk to herself. She talked to herself.
对不起，他对自己说：“这是我来的最后一次了。”
But thank God, there's a special prayer at the third time, and people urge her to come to the front to pray.
但是感谢神，在那个聚会之后，大家能够到前面来祷告，所以也就有人邀请他。
So she kneel down and she talked to God.
所以他跪下对。神说
Say God, I do not know who you are.
他说神，我不认识你。
I don't even believe in you.
我也不相信你。
But if you truly exist,
但如果你真的存在
please let me experience you.
让我来感受你。
At that moment, a preacher laid hand on her.
就在那个时候，有个传道来对按手。
He started to speak in unknown tongues.
他就开始来讲灵言。
Feel very, very warm, very joyful.
她觉得非常的温暖，也非常的快高兴。
Her depression was cured after that receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以她的忧郁症就被这个 在接受圣灵之后就得到医治。
Really, today we are so grateful that the Lord Jesus Christ give us many kinds of grace.
今天我们非常感谢神，我们得到非常多的恩典。
We are just like these four leprosy men.
我们就好像这四个长大麻风的。
But today we enjoy abundant grace of God.
我们今天得到更大的恩典。
But these four leprosy men, they forget about God's grace.
但是我们看到这四个长大麻风的人就忘了这个恩典。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 8.
我们来看第列王记下第七章第八节。
2 Kings chapter 7, verse 8.
列王记下第七章第八节，那些长大麻风的到了营边，建立帐棚帐，吃了喝了，且从其中拿了金银和衣服来，去收藏了。回来又建了一座棚帐，从中拿出财物来，去收藏了。
You can see in verse 8, they are very busy about eating and drinking.
所以我们看到在第八节，他们非常就吃了又喝了。
They are very busy about carrying the silver and gold from tent to another tent.
他们也快把其中的财物从一个帐篷移到另外一个帐篷，从一个帐篷和另外一个帐篷里拿了很多的金银财宝。
Now today, maybe reflect our daily life also.
这也和我们今天的生活非常相似。
Today, after we receive the grace of God,
今天我们从神那里得到恩典。
We tend to get lost in the grace of God.
我们在神的恩典中迷失了。
Sometimes, people, you know, forget about Jesus after receiving so much grace from Jesus Christ.
现在很多人从主耶稣那里得到恩典，但是却忘了主耶稣。
Their difficulties has been solved.
他们的困难得到了解决。
They don't need Jesus anymore.
他们就不再需要耶稣。
And because life is full of so much silver and gold.
因为生活中你有非常多的金银财宝。
Later on, we just keep working for silver and gold.
那么。然后他们就为了更多的金银财宝而工作。
Now the Bible teaches us, we should not forget about God because of eating and drinking.
我们不应该在吃喝之后不应该忘了神。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21, verse 34. Luke 21, 34.
我们来看路加福音第二十四节二十四章。
Luke 21, verse 34.
对不起。二十一章。
Luke 21 verse 34.
路加福音二十一章三十四节。
Please read.
三四，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子如同网罗，突然临到你们。
Yeah, we should be take heed lest our hearts be weighed down with carousings and drunknesses and cares of this life. This is very true. A lot of time, our heart got caught up with many daily chores, daily necessity, eating and drinking stuff.
这的确是真的。我们很多时候因为贪食醉酒和今生思虑累住我们的心。
Did not tell us that we should not eat and drink, huh?
这并不是说我们不要吃。
But it tells us that we should not get greedy and get drunk.
而是告诉我们不要因为贪心而醉酒。
You know, eating and drinking is only a way to survive.
吃和喝只是为了能够生存。
But if we get greedy and get drunk, sometimes we will lose the direction in life.
但是如果我们因为贪食醉酒，我们就失去人生的方向。
Some people's God is their stomach. Their stomach become their God.
有时候人的肚腹就成为他们的神。
And they're lost in.Like as if they are drunk, they lost themselves.
当他们醉酒的时候，他们就迷失了。
And they will be caught in snares, just like Bible over here says that, you know, the days come upon you unexpectedly. Sometimes people may be caught by snares.
这时候，日子就像网罗一样突然临到。
I used to keep.Parakeet or zebra finch as pets.
我有时候有以前有鹦鹉或八哥作为作为宠物。
Now sometimes because I keep the birds outside, sometimes the mice will come to bother my birds.
因为有鸟，所以这个老鼠就会来过来骚扰。
So sometimes I will put a sticking pad on the top of the bird cage.
所以在鸟食的这个笼子上。
Try to catch mice.
下面就放了一些捉老鼠的。
I will spread some seed on the sticking pad for mice.
是有些黏黏的胶，在上面放了一些食物。
But one day, to unexpectedly, I found out that I did not catch mice, but I catch bird.
但有时候发现没有抓到老鼠，却抓到鸟。
I catch the sparrow.
我抓到了一只麻雀。
I look at the sparrow's eyes, right? Wow. So scary and so pitiful, and try to flip his wings and try to fly away, but cannot. All the wings got sticky on the sticking board.
这我看到这只麻雀，它想要逃跑，它就拍它翅膀，眼睛里充满了恐惧。
I really hope that he can notice that this is a sticking board, man. Be careful. This is not for you to eat.
我心里在想，你应该了解，这是一个粘的一个板子，你这不是要给你吃的。
Now, when people are too busy eating and drinking, sometimes they'll forget about what is the snare to them.
当人们忙着去吃喝的时候，贪食醉酒，他们就忘了有一些东西会来抓住它。
As a Christian, no, eating and drinking is not something for us to pay much attention to concern.
作为基督徒，吃和喝不应该成为我们生活的重点。
Because God already promised us that, you know, those are Gentiles' worries. If we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, those will be provided for us.
神已经应许我们，当我们心里有神的国的时候，这些日用的饮食都会赐给我们。
So I share with younger brother and sister about a story. I think I also share over here about a story about a seagull, Jonathan.
以前我曾经在这里讲过一个海鸥的故事。
You see, when all the seagulls.They are all fighting for food. Their attention is only the fishermen's fish, but there's one bird that is very different.
这些海鸥他们争食的时候，他们总是看到渔夫手里的鱼，但是却有一只鸟是不同的。
Really, his goal is try to learn how to fly perfectly.
他的人生目标就是要飞得非常完美。
So she want to learn, you know, how to, you know, swing his wings to increase his speed, those kind of stuff.
他在学很多技巧，就比如说想要把他的翅膀缩短一些，这样他可以飞得更快。
Now, when we ask the children to read the story and tell them that, you know, life is not only eating and drinking, you should have a goal. That goal is heavenly goal.That goal is celestial goal, nothing to do with the earth.
我们要告诉我们的孩子，就是我们在人生的目标不应当只是吃和喝，而是要有更高的目标。
A lot of time because we are too much to eating and drinking and hiding all the treasures, we forget about our goal.
很多时候我们吃喝还有藏起很多财宝，但是忘了我们人生的真正的目标。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
来看到马太福音第六章第四节。
Matthew 6:24.
马太福音第六章第四节。
Matthew 6:24.
马太福音第六章第二十四节，对不起。
6:24.
第六章第二十四节。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比聪明人。对不起，第六章。对不起，第六章第24节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
A man cannot serve two masters.
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
We cannot serve, you know, money at the same time try to serve God.
我们不能够既侍奉神又侍奉钱财。
We shall be the master of money.
我们应该成为钱财的主人。
So we shall know how to use money.
我们只要了解怎么用钱财。
So we shall not be a servant to the world.
我们不应该成为这世上的奴仆。
See, when we say this, doesn't mean we don't need to be successful. We cannot be successful on earth. It does not mean it that way.
我们这么说，并不是说我们不能够在这世上成功。
You see Daniel, right? He was very successful man in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经中，大以理是非常成功的。
But he had only one master.
但是他只有一个主。
That is the Heavenly Father.
就是天上的神。
Even though he was busy for many things.
虽然他在世上有很多很多很繁忙的工
作。Many responsibilities in his life.
非常多的责任，
but his heart is dedicated to the Lord.
但是他的心却奉献给了神。
So today we shall try our best to dedicate our heart and our life to the Lord.
所以我们今天也要尽量把我们的心献给神。
See, I had a good friend, who is also a TJC member.
我有一个好朋友，也是真耶稣教会的成员。
A few years ago, His father quit coming to the church.
几年前他的父亲不再来教会。
I asked him, Uncle, why don't you like to come to the church anymore?
我就问他说，老伯，你为什么不来了？
His answer is very funny.
他的回答非常的，对我来说非常的好笑。
After I come to believe in Jesus Christ, I start to realize that, oh, my son dedicate too much to the church.
他说我发现我的儿子在从我来教会之后，就花了很多时间来教会。
See, he offered a lot of money to the church.
他给教会奉献很多钱。
He spent too much time in church meeting and travel for the church.
他花了很多时间为教会工作，为教会去出差。
I'm so angry. In order to awaken my son, I need to quit the church.
我非常不高兴，我要这样来，要离开教会来警醒我的儿子。
Thank God, recently, this auntie, this uncle, come back to the church again.
感谢神，这个老伯又回到了教会。
Why?
为什么
？Of course, through care package, some, you know, kindergartner, right? They send out care package. They write to those the lost sheep who did not come to church.And say hello to them through those kindergarteners.
在我们教会有一些小朋友，他发了一些卡，给这些迷失的这些成员，所以这个老伯看了之后回到教会。
But most importantly, it's not only this care package.
但是我觉得更重要不是这个。
It is because after those years, this uncle realized that the Lord did not give any less grace to his son.
这是因为经过这么多年，这个老伯发现他的儿子虽然是为教会奉献很多，但是得到的并没有减少。
He can compare before this son becomes zealous and after this son becomes zealous what God has done in his life.
他可以来比较，就是在这个儿子为教会奉献许多之前和之后他生活 的变化。
So God will never shame us, huh?
所以神不会让我们失望。
So we shall never forget about the grace of God.
我们也不要忘了神的。
Now what happened if we forget about the grace of God?
那但是我们当我们忘了神的恩典之后会怎么样？
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9.
我们来看到列王记下第七章第九节。
Second Kings chapter 7 verse 9。
列王记下第七章第九节。第九节，那时他们彼此说：“我们所做的不好，今日有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声。若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。”
If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. No.These two persons, they think that if they forget about the grace of God, just eating and drinking and hiding all the treasures is for themselves, they say that sin will come to us, punishment will come to us.
这些人说，如果我们只是吃喝，忘了神的恩典，等到天亮，罪必临到我们。
When light comes, what does it mean? When the second coming of Lord Jesus comes, Now we will be in trouble. This will be judgment.
等到天亮，就是指主耶稣的第二次再来。那时候会有审判。
Can you imagine that when they are hiding and drinking, maybe people are still eating babies in the town? In town?
你可以想象，当他们在那吃喝，在那收金银财宝的时候，在城里，有些人正在吃别人的婴孩。
Maybe some people are starving to death.
有些人在城里已经饿死。
How can they receive so much grace? And you know, the grace is impossible for four of them to devour them all. Impossible to collect them all. Impossible.
神的恩典对他们四个人来说已经太大太大了。
So.Really, it would be a punishment, a sin for them if they do not talk about, share about the great good news.
如果他们不把这个好的消息，传出去和大家分享的话，他们就会有罪。
Brethren, can you imagine that there are many people outside there who do not know Jesus Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，你知道在外面有多少人不知道主耶稣吗？
Who do not know the grace of God can bring them salvation?
那些人不知道。神的恩典可以给他们永生。
Once they die, they are going to hell.
当他们死的时候，他们就要去地狱。
How can we refrain ourselves not to share with them that we are going to have an evangelical service and spirit convocation in next week?
那如果是这样的话，我们怎么能不把这个消息告诉他们，让他们来参加我们下礼拜的灵恩布道会？
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们来看哥林多前书
Chapter 9 verse 15
哥林多前书第九章第十五节第九章第十五节
Excuse me, maybe not 1 Corinthians, let me see
对不起
I think it's 2 Corinthians
对不起应该是第哥林多后书
也不是呢看一下
对不起再看一下
Yes, sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 and 16.
哥林多前书15章第9章15节16节
1 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 9, verse 15 and 16.
哥林多前书第9章15节但这权柄我全没有用过我写这话并非要你们这样侍奉我因为我宁可死也不叫人使我所夸的落了空16我传福音原没有什么可夸的因为我是不得已的若不是传福音我便有祸了
Paul says that woe is me if I do not preach the gospel This is a negative way of expressing a concept
保罗说若不传福音我便有祸了这是一个用反面的说法来表明神的这个决心。
Verse 17 says that for if I do this willingly, I have a reward.
十七章紧接着说，我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐。
Brethren, you know that God make us a watchman.
神弟兄姐妹们，神让我们来作为一个守望者。
We shall be the watchman for our neighbors.
我们要作为我们邻居的守望者。
We shall be a watchman for our family member.
我们要作为我们家里成员的守望者。
We shall be a watchman for our classmates.
我们要作为我们同学的守望者。
You know, the Lord asked Cain, where's your brother?
神来问我们说，你的弟兄姐妹呢？
Cain answered that, am I my brother's keeper?
神问该隐说，你弟兄在哪里？该隐说，我是我弟兄的看我弟兄的吗？
This is the wrong answer in the eyes of God.
这在神眼里头是错误的。
We are a watch. We are, you know, we should watch over those who belong to us.
我们要看顾那些我们周围的。
If we do not preach to them, Bible says, war will be to us.
如果我们不对他们传福音，圣经说我们就有祸了。
Sometimes I keep thinking, what is this war Bible is talking about? What do you mean?
有时候我在想说，这个所说的祸是什么呢？
Now it reminds me about a parable Jesus spoke.
这里提到我们让我想起耶稣的一个比喻。
A person received one talent, and he feel like this talent is too small. He buried that talent, and then the Lord, you know, set account with him and said that you are lazy and not faithful servant.
这个比喻说，有一个主人给仆人1000个银子，这个人就觉得这1000银子太少，他就把它埋起来。
Later on, this person is not able to enter into the kingdom of God.
那后来这个这个人埋了银子的人，这个人就主没有让他进天国。
So let's try our best to learn from this four leprosy. Know that we shall repay the grace.
那让我们来从这个四个大麻风人的身上来学到，让我们要回报神。
Now how did they repay the grace?
他们是怎么来回报这个？
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 7.
在我们看回列王记下第七章。
2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9 to 10.
列王记下第七章第九到第十节。九，那时他们彼此说，我们所做的不好，今日有好信息的日子，我们进步作声，若等天亮，罪必临到我们，来把我们与王家报信去。第十，他们就到守城门的告诉他们说，我们到了亚兰人的营，不见一人在那里，也无人声，只有拴着的马和驴，帐篷都照旧。
I said, that's good enough. See, they return back to the city, which is in need.
他们就回到了那个城里头，有饥荒的城里。
It's a fixed target, right?
它是一个不动的一个目标。
You see, when we preach, right, we got to know where is the needed target.
我们要当我们传福音，我们要知道哪里是我们的目标。
Those people who really need Jesus' grace, who are they? Maybe those who are sick, maybe those who lost their job, maybe those who have depressions. Those people have problems. They really need the grace of Jesus Christ.
那些人可能生病，可能失业，可能有忧郁症，他们真的非常需要神。
Now, when Jesus preached, right, his fixed target was the Jewish people.
当耶稣传道的时候，他的目标就是犹太人。
When Paul preached, his fixed target was Gentile people.
当保罗传道，他的目标是外邦人。
Now today, these four leprosy, their target is their own race, their own fellow, maybe neighbors, maybe brothers and sisters, those who really need food.
这是当四个长大麻风的人他传的时候，他的目标是他的同族的人。
Now here another point that not only we shall have.In our prayer, we should think about which one I should tell them this good news, right? The target.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要想一想，我们应该把这个福音的喜讯告诉哪些人。
Another thing is timing, oh. They say until daylight comes, the prophet will come to us. When this is timing issue.
第二件事就是时间。这里提到，当天亮，罪必临到我们。
Let's turn to John chapter 9 verse 4.
我们来看到，约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9 verse 4.
约翰福音第九章第四节。
9 verse 4.
约翰福音第九章第四节。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我做来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工。
Really, when the night is coming, no one is able to work, especially in the ancient time.
真的是这样，黑夜到了就没有人能做工。
Now, when the chance It's gone. We are not able to do anything.
当这个机会跑掉，我们就没有机会。
So that's a grab this opportunity, especially spiritual convocation. Really, is a very good opportunity.
所以我们一定要抓住这次机会，就是当灵恩会的时候。
Let's also work as a team.
我们也要作为一个团队来。
These four leprosy, they work as a team.
这四个长大麻风的人，他们在像一个团队一样工作。
See, this spirit communication is not only a certain people's job. It's not only board members or preachers' job or certain brothers and sisters' job.
这个灵恩布道会不是几个人的工作，而是我们所有人的。
Now, really, if we dedicate our hearts and time and energy, we can see that we ourselves will receive blessing.
对，当我们来奉献我们的时间，我们的所有的热情的时候，我们会真的接受到神的福音。
You can see the grace of God will be more be unto our life.
你会看到神更多的祝福来出现我们在生命。
So, come, let's declare a good message to the king's house.
啊，所以来吧，我们与王家报信去。
May the Lord help us.
啊，求神帮助我们。
Let's sing him.
请大家唱诗。
520.
520首。